This is Catherine Newman, writer of the Dalai Mama blog. It's July 28th, 2008, and today's entry is Honestly. Little Miss I'd Better Grow Up to Be a Gangster Rapper is musing aloud in the car about all the things she'll have one day in the car. I'm gonna have a swimming pool in my car and a swing set. That will surely make the time pass away. There's a brief silence during which I consider Birdie's recent adoption of pass away, a morbidly eloquent little malapropism that always makes me picture a clock keeling over dead in its sleep. I also consider the image of a golden diamond-draped Birdie sipping a Snickers teeny while she hangs from her limo's monkey bars. That sounds like fun, I say. But do you think I will, she asks. Do you think I really will have a swing set in my car when I grow up? And I say, really, really? I guess not. And I hear her sigh. I worry that I'm too honest. Not in the way they ask you to discuss your weaknesses at a job interview and you say your penmanship is so good that it almost makes your handwriting too easy to read. I mean it in the bad dream-killing way. Years and years ago, I once wrote a column about Ben announcing idly in the car, "Hey, I just saw a pair of polar bears swimming in the river." I explained to him that he was likely seeing a combination of ice and snow, but when I recounted this response in my column, a reader wrote in to say, "Nice job pissing on your son's imagination." Those were not her exact words. I thought about this for a long time, though. I think about it still. What would you have said? "That's right, sweetie. There they are. I sure hope it's cold enough for them here in Cummington, Massachusetts. Oh, and there's another giraffe." And yet, I know what that reader meant. I do. And so today, when Birdie brought in her drawing of a Care Bear and asked me if I liked it, I said, "I love it," which was the absolute truth. What was not to love with its crooked and whiskery little face, its crooked and happy little smile? But does it look like a bear? I looked at the drawing, at its ears in particular, which soared from the bear's head like skyscrapers until they were almost off the page. "Kind of like a bear crossed with a rabbit," I said cheerfully, like the friendly wrecking ball I can be. Birdie's open face closed shop, her smile flattened into a grim line, and she said, "I wanted it to look only like a bear," before sagging out of the room. I looked at Ben, who was eating his breakfast next to me, and he shrugged. "It's important to be honest," he offered, like a tender kiss on the head of a small child. And I said, "Thanks, honey." I think Ben's more like me. A while back when he was contentedly describing how ungifted he was at sports, I said, "Oh, please, honey, you come by it honestly. I think I was picked last for every team until I turned 30. And he beamed. But a friend was vaguely horrified that I hadn't worked harder to persuade him that he's actually good at sports. As is often the case, I don't know what to think. I could catalog the shortcomings of even my dearest and nearest as effortlessly as I might pluck petals from a daisy, and it's either a loving kind of ruthlessness or a ruthless kind of love, I'm not sure which. But I kind of love to be teased and criticized. It makes me feel seen, known, or maybe it just makes me feel like I have someone's attention, even for a second. Like the time Ben came in and I exclaimed over my full belly, which I had stuck out for him, "Meet your lunch sister. Her name is Trader Joe's Chili Cheese Tamale." And he said, "Wow, you totally look pregnant for real. I can't believe that's just your actual fat stomach." And I couldn't have been happier. Our dog was the same way. She would take being scratched on the head with your toenails over no scratching at all. Although that might be a bad example, since she had a special fondness for toes. But in the car, Birdie's back to her episode of Lifestyles of the Rich and Childish. "What about a roller coaster?" she asks. "A small one, like the Dragon Wagon. Do you think I might be able to have that in a car one day when I'm a grown-up?" And I don't know if she's totally serious or not, but I say, who knows? Stranger things have happened.